It's Wednesday, October 3rd, 2018. My name is Tim Albright, and this is the Daily Download.
Support for AV Nation is brought to you by
Shure, because every voice matters.
Today's Daily Download comes from EdTech66. Bill O'Donnell is joined by Scott Tyner and Rob Raspberry talking about AV as a service. Scott Tyner starts off wondering just how important AV as a service is in a classroom setting.
Nobody actually yet has come and pitched it directly to me. But as you look at it, lots of people in the industry are talking about it. And in this article, I tried to look at it in two ways. One, from my perspective as a customer, but also from the perspective of the business. And I actually worked with a couple of my guys here. We got a classroom, we got all the numbers for it, and we said, okay, what would this look like as an AV as a service? Mm-hmm. We find that there would be no value in doing that for us, and that we would be paying a lot more than we would upfront for a room. One of the things we hear a lot about as AV as a service is that it's not a managed service. Mm-hmm. So it's essentially like you described, it's about being able to upgrade whenever you want. Well, that's not a demand in my school that we're upgrading every 6 months. Oh boy, there's a 4K projector, I need that. Oh, now I need a laser one. Now I need, you know, better speakers. We have classrooms 8, 9 years old that work just fine and do everything that they need to do. Mm-hmm. I also struggled though when I looked at it from the business side, which the best I can think of is that businesses, firms are looking for an ongoing revenue stream. And they came up with this. And yet, even with them, I can't figure out how they're making money on essentially loaning you money at a, if they charge an interest rate, it doesn't make sense. So one of the things in this article, and one of the things I hope for our viewers do, tell me where I'm wrong. Like, tell me what I'm missing.
But you know, Rob, like, I'm going to bounce this to you on this one in that, you know, is shiny and new really that necessary for our faculty?
Yeah. So I think, you know, this is more something that's going to go in an enterprise or corporate environment simply because they can throw whatever money they have away and everybody is always looking for the newest, greatest thing. But in a higher ed space, we're looking to save money and be efficient and have things work and have things work so the instructors can do what they do best, which is teach to the students. So, Scott, you're absolutely right. This doesn't really have a place, I think, in our space simply because it's not cost effective. And I don't think that there is, and, you know, correct me if I'm wrong, if there's a higher ed institution that has the ability to financially say, yes, I'm going to replace this, get the latest, greatest, always upgrade and do this kind of thing. It just doesn't financially make sense. We, as AV people, want to do things internally and save money and do it efficiently and service our customers, which are ultimately the students, faculty, administration, as best as possible and be financially and fiscally responsible as well. And this just doesn't do it. It really doesn't. If you have the money and you have the toys and you want all the latest and greatest, that's great, but not in our space. I don't think there's a place for it.
Thank you for listening to today's Daily Download. If you like this podcast, make sure you subscribe and comment on iTunes and also check out all the other fine programming we have here at AV Nation at avnation.tv, avnation.tv.
The network for the AV industry.
What are you listening to?
This
is AV.
This is AV Nation.
This is AV Nation.